Blog Talk Radio.
One way to God. One way to God. There's one way to God. Baptized in Jesus' name. One way to God. One way to God. One way to God. Baptized in Jesus' name. Well, praise the Lord, our mighty Father. We thank and praise our Heavenly Father today that you're hearing in again today, letting you know that God loves you. Not his will that any should perish, for all coming to repentance. Everybody, everywhere should repent of their sins and stop doing those evil and wicked and abominable things. Amen. So we see here today that you must come to Christ while you have an opportunity. You got an opportunity while you're still breathing to come to Jesus Christ while you have a chance. Friends, have you been baptized in Jesus' name? Have you been filled with the gift of the Holy Ghost? Have you repented of your sin? You got to have that, friend. But a lot of people don't understand that you must believe in Jesus Christ. You must repent of your sin. And letting you know that you must change. Repentance means change, friend. You got to change your ways, change your heart, change your action, praise God, your mind, change your mind. Once you change your mind, God can bless you, friend. But most people, they continue to do it. Even so, I'm saying that, oh, I'm saved. You know, I got the Holy Ghost. And yet, they're still doing the same thing that they've been doing for years, praise God. So we see here, you must go in Jesus' name, go down in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And then you know that you need to have it. If you don't have him, amen, you're living beneath your privileges. If you don't have God, you're living beneath your privileges, friend. I want to let you know today, if you don't have the Holy Spirit, you're living beneath your privileges. Amen. So we see here today that you got to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. In the Hebrew word, you say Yeshua, Yahusha. Amen. So we see here that you got to go down in the name. Praise God. And God honors that because he honors that. Amen. Because you go down in the name of Yahushua, by the name of Jesus Christ, then you go down in his name. And then because you're realizing that the name Yahushua or Yeshua, amen, has the name of God into it. Amen. So we see here that you got to have his name. You know, his name Yahuwah or Yahweh, as some people say. All right, but it has that phrase Yah as the root word. All right, so we see here today. You need to know it. Amen. So we thank and praise God our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. But today we want to talk to you about some things. Well, first, I give honor to our Most High God, Yahuwah, Yahweh. Amen. Who is the sovereignty and one who created the whole heaven and earth. And give honor to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ because it was Yah in Yeshua that saves us. Amen. Talking about Jesus Christ, known in the West. Praise God. So we see here today that you need it today. Don't be caught dead without it. Amen. That's why I say don't be caught dead without doubting. All right. So we see here today as we go. Amen. In St. John, there's a passage I was reading about the other day. And they're talking about today is grace and his mercy. God has given us grace and mercy, praise God, his mercy. By his mercy, he saves us. It was his, he extended his mercy, his love and his mercy toward us and giving us grace, all right, to repent. All right, that's why we preach repentance, because of the fact that he's given us grace, a grace period, amen, a grace dispensation where that we should repent and turn to him, amen, turn toward God. So that's what we have to do. So many people think and say, well, oh, I can go to God doing anything I want to do. We can do anything we want to do. No, it doesn't work that way. We see that you must have Christ while you have an opportunity. You must come to him today, praise God. So as we go on, praise God, we see him. And, you know, as we go on here, we see here in the scripture, St. John 1, I'm going to read it all. St. John showed the deity, the identity of who Jesus really was. He said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. See that, all right? And down in the 14th verse, it says, and the Word was made flesh. When did that happen? When God came into Christ Jesus. In other words, the Spirit overshadowed Mary. All right, he became, you know, think about it. This was God overshadowing Mary, and she was found with a child of the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, all right, as we see it. But I want to show you something here. What it says here, hallelujah. As we go on here, we see here down below this, he talks about some things. What about when John said here, he said, and of his fullness have all received what? Grace. And grace for grace. Think about that. Now look what it says here. For Moses, look what it says now. For the law was given by Moses. Now y'all got to remember that. The Hebrew Israelites got to remember that also. Everybody. You know, the law was given by Moses. And think about it. But grace and truth came by Jesus Christ, Yeshua, HaMashiach. All right, so we see here, through him, we receive the grace of God. We receive the grace period, a grace dispensation. Amen. So we see here, as we receive that grace dispensation, all right, you know, because Moses was under the dispensation of law. He was the lawgiver, all right? So we see here that, but Jesus Christ, who was God in flesh, amen, God in a human body, human and divine, Jesus Christ tells us, Yeshua, he tells us, praise God, he tells us, he that has seen me has seen the Father. That's in your Bible. St. John 14. All right, he tells us that. All right, and God himself, amen, he talks about it in Isaiah 9:6. All right, and Isaiah 7:14. So we see here that it was God in Christ reconciling the world into himself. All right, so therefore, He died and fulfilled the law. Jesus fulfilled the law. All right? And he tells us, all right, when we love our neighbor, we love God with all our heart, soul, and mind. All right? And we love our neighbor. Love fulfilleth the law. And that's what he did. Through his love, through his joy, through his love and his mercy, he extended to us grace. He's given to us grace, all right, so that when we believe and have faith in him and trust him, all right, for dying on that cross and shedding his blood, it was God in Christ that did that. Praise God. The Bible tells us when Jesus was on that cross, he said it was finished. What he was talking about? He said it is finished. Talking about the law. All right? So what people say? They say, well, you got to continue with the law, but nobody, none of them people who say that could even keep the law. So yes, the law is holy. All right? The scripture tells us that the law is holy. But none of those people, none of those people could really keep it, every piece of the law. So there has to be someone to come and fulfill it and shed blood and fulfill this law, amen, and through his love, Christ fulfilled the law through the way he was living. He was the only one that did it. All right? You had the Pharisees doing it, but yet they get out of line somewhere. You know? You had the Sadducees was doing it, and all those religious leaders and so forth. But watch this. Nobody could have fulfilled that law because that flesh, the flesh they had within them, and you know, and living it, some way, always, guess what? They couldn't do it. All right? Amen. So we see here today, you must accept the grace of God. You must accept his mercy. Amen. You must repent of your sins and change your ways and go down in water baptism in the name of Jesus Christ. All right? Even to Cornelius, Paul, that same Peter that said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Friend, brethren, he told Cornelius at his house, he said, in 10:43, I believe it is, Acts 10, he said, to him gave all the prophets, amen, all the prophets, he talks about it, he said, I'm going to turn to that because that's very interesting where it says that. To him gave all the prophets witness that whosoever believed in him shall receive what? Remission of sin. So your remission of sin is not only just living right and all that. You know, it's not just in just doing anything. You know, you're saying that you're right and everything. But look. You have to believe in him, you got to trust in him, and you got to go down in water baptism in Jesus' name. There's nobody was baptized in a way different in the Bible. In the Bible, we find that Cornelius was baptized in Jesus' name, in the name of the Lord. All right? It talks about Paul was, okay, and then Paul baptized the Ephesians. Look, Philip was baptized in the name of the Lord. Think about it. All that, you know, that's where it was. In other words, when we be obedient to the word of God by repenting of our sins. All right? And I heard some preachers say, well, you ain't got to do all that. I said, you got to do that and more a lot of times. In other words, you got to have faith and you got to believe in him. If you don't believe in Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you won't have a chance, man. You don't have a chance. You can't make it without him. You can't make it. A lot of people think about that. All right, but he talks about it. Amen. In 10:43, all right, in the book of Acts, and he's talking about it. So you read that for yourself. Because he spoke that to the Gentiles, all right? Now, when he spoke that to the Jews, he says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Why? Because the Jews, amen, put him up for crucifixion. But the Romans crucified him. But we see here that you got to notice, it was the Jews, you know, the Jews were the ones who put him up for that. All right, and he was crucified. It was through the hands of the religious Jews, those religious people. Amen. Those religious people. So we see here, you got to have it. You got to have Christ in your life. All right, you got to be baptized in Jesus' name. You got to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. The grace has been extended out to you. All you have to do is obey what God has set before you, all right, and accept him and receive him in your heart and go down in the name of Jesus Christ. That's what it is. A lot of people say, why do I have to do that? Okay. So this is what Peter said. Okay, in Acts 10:31. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, "A truth, I perceive that God is no respect of person, okay? But every nation that feared him and the work of righteousness is acceptable with him." It's Peter, the one that had that is the rock. In other words, Jesus called him the rock, all right? So Peter. Okay? And look what it says here. As we go on, he goes on and he talks about it. And I want to turn down over to 10, as 10, go down in the chapter a little bit. And as it says here, look what it says here. 10:43. To him gave all the prophet witness to his name, whomsoever believeth in him, amen, shall receive remission of sin. All right? So you got to believe it. You got to believe in him and trust in him. Okay, so we see here today. All right? Now, watch what happens. Okay? Some people say that you don't have to have the Holy Ghost once you believe and all that. Okay, but look what happened. While Peter yet spake the word, the Holy Ghost fell on all them that heard the word. Think about it. Okay, look what it says here again. It says, in day of the circumcision, which believed were astonished. Boy, that shook them up. That shook them up. Praise God. That shook them up. And, you know, because they were surprised. Because they thought that that was only for the Jews. They thought that was only for the Jews. But here it is, on the Gentiles, the Holy Ghost fell on them. Look what it says. Okay, they were astonished. And look what it says here. As many as came with Peter, because on the Gentile also, and it was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. Boy, that's something. Isn't that something? Look at that. All right, so we see here, watch what it says here. Amen. For they heard them speak with tongues. I want to stop right there for a minute. They heard them speak with tongues. Amen. That's the proof that they received the Holy Ghost. You know when you speak in tongues, in another tongue that you're not familiar with, you speak in this tongue fluently, amen, that you got something special. Amen. You know you got something. All right? So we see here today, amen, the Holy Holy Ghost is real. The Holy Spirit is real. They speak in tongues, meaning languages, and magnify God. Then answer Peter, do what it says here. Can any man forbid water that these should not be baptized which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we? So think about that. Now look as we go on. They had to get the Holy Ghost. All right, now watch this here. As we go on. 48 verse. It says, and he commissioned them to be baptized in the name of the Lord, not Father, not titles, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. In the name of the Lord. Jesus said, baptize them in the name, not the titles. Friend. I want to let you know today, friend. We love you. Amen. I'm at 4711 North 22nd Street. Amen. Jesus saved through faith. Church of God, the Byway. Amen. There, the Honorable Bishop Adrian M. Shaw, Adrian Melinda Shaw, amen, is the pastor. I'm the Elder Braxton, the evangelist. All right, so I'm letting you know you're welcome to come. We want you to come. And if you haven't had the experience of the baptism of the Holy Ghost, amen, you might have been baptized by water, but you haven't had the experience of the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you could come, all right? And we could baptize you in the name of Jesus Christ, all right, Yahshua HaMashiach, which is the Hebrew word, all right? We could baptize you in his name, and you could take on the name. The Bible says that everyone that named the name of Christ depart from iniquity. All right, so you the Holy Ghost will give you power to overcome. The Holy Ghost will give you power to tame your tongue. The Holy Ghost will give you power to act in righteousness. Amen. I know it, praise God. I thank and praise God for his Holy Spirit. All right, and the baptism in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Let me know, you know, give an honor to our overseer, Apostle C.A. Coward. Give an honor to our presiding bishop, R.J. McLeod, and also our North Florida and Southern Georgia district. Praise God. Give an honor, praise God, to Bishop Jonathan Brickshaw, all of you today. We see here today, from God's grace, he saves us because of his mercy. He gives us mercy, grace. You need to have that grace, praise God. Some people call it the unmerited favor of God. But I say that it's more of God's mercy. Amen. His mercy. If it wasn't for his mercy, if it wasn't for him sin, amen, coming down in the flesh of the body, which is called his son, Jesus Christ, and dying on that cross, amen. Now, you got to don't get it twisted now, all right? God, amen, Spirit of God lives forever and forever in eternity, all right? So we see here, amen, just like when you take your contract, after you done paid your bill, you done paid your mortgage off, you could burn that mortgage, can't you? Right? Or you could rip it apart. Come to find out that when Jesus said it was finished, when he said it was finished, amen, he died and gave it the ghost, his spirit went into the holiness of holy. In other words, the Bible says the veil of the temple rent. Amen. Meaning it ripped it or torn from top to bottom. And that spirit went in and paid. And guess what it did? Amen. In that mercy seat on that ark, think about it. He made an atonement for us that we might have a chance at eternal life. right? Think about that. It's so wonderful. What a wonderful God we got. The Bible said, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have an everlasting life. But in believing, friend, you got to remember, all right, you have to be obedient. You have to be obedient to his word. Amen. So Christ paid the price for us. And don't get mad at me because I'm trying to pull you out of the fire. Because when you die and death come to you, all right, if you don't have what I'm talking about, amen, you ain't going to make it. You know, you got to have him. Amen. So we see you today. I say to the people out there, I say to you, amen, don't wait. Go to the nearest apostolic church, a Pentecostal church, and tell that preacher, say, look, I want to go down in the name of Jesus Christ, either the name of Yahshua HaMashiach. I want you to carry me down there in that water baptism. Immerse me, amen, immerse me down into that water in his name. I want to take on his name. Amen. Hallelujah. I mean, when they said when I was born, they called me Ernest Braxton Jr. because my dad's name was Ernest Braxton. That's why I took on his name. He gave me his name. All right? You need the name of Christ. Amen. Amen. My pastor, Adrian Melendez Shaw Jr., amen, he took on the father's name, his father's name. All right? How much more that we should take on the name of our Creator and Savior? Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Yahshua HaMashiach. Jesus Christ in the West, they call it. So I'm letting you know today, you need to come to him while you have an opportunity. Today, praise God. And look to him and be ye saved. The Bible says, look to him. Even God tells us, look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. If you're not looking to him, hallelujah, you can't be saved without it. That I was telling somebody, I said, you don't have a chance without Christ. I mean, the HaMashiach, meaning the Christ, the anointed one, the one. Amen. You don't have a chance without him. You might as well give it up now. Because you won't have a chance, friend. You don't have a chance. You don't have no kind of chance, friend. Not an ounce of a chance. All right? So you need to go down. If you believe in him, you trust in him, all right, your hope is in him. I want you to know that God loves you. You need to do it. Because the only one that fulfills the law is Christ. Think about it. He fulfilled the law. And the veil of the temple ripped, top to the bottom, it torn. And that veil was thick. And you think about it. You think when that spirit went in there, think about it, all right? And just to make his atonement for he made his atonement, made atonement for us, man. That's what it took. I thank and praise God for you. Father, bless the people today. Touch him right now in Jesus' name.
4711 North 22nd Street, Tampa, Florida, 33605. 4711 North 22nd Street. Amen. 33605. And I'm sorry, 33610 is it? 33610 is the zip code. So I'll let you know, come down. When you come to Florida, come see us here. Jesus saved through faith. On the corner of Osborne and 22nd. Jesus saved through faith. Bishop Adrian M. Shaw. Adrian Melendez Shaw Jr. Come on down and see us. Amen. I'm Elder Braxton. Amen. We're out. We love you. We care about you. God for you. All right. We care about people. We are people oriented. We believe in helping and blessing and praying for people. We thank you right now. In Jesus' name we pray. And God bless you. Amen. Amen. We out. Next week. Next week. Praise God. Next week. Same time, same station. Amen. We out. Hallelujah.